Richard, are you still with us, by the way?
That I am. Nope.
All right.
I am still here.
You can add to that if you want to, real quick.
I was going to say, I echo your sentiments. You know, I said it a few weeks ago about a minivan we did. It is definitely a car that you got to get used to. Nothing about it. But anyone you ask will say this thing is utilitarian and it works. And honestly, Dad, like you said, for a lot of people, it just makes sense. And a lot of people don't want to do the other things, right? They don't want to have to worry about all the other stuff that you have to worry about. And with the minivan, especially like you said, the plug-in hybrid variety of that Pacifica, great value, great idea, right? Because again, for a lot of, especially for, I'll just say, for minivan moms, suburban moms driving around town, most of them will never, will not really go over 40 to 50 miles in a day. And if they do, great, the gas engine's there. But that means that they can save time, which, trust me, and as much as time is money, folks, obviously for business people, Dad, it definitely is for moms. So, I will definitely second all of what you said. And, yeah, embrace that minivan life, folks.
All right, Richard, you also drove another vehicle here recently. Let us know what that one was.
Yeah, so we've done this car before, Dad, 2024 Lexus NX. There's a variety of different models. It ranges from about $40,000 to about $60,000, which is the plug-in hybrid variety. And I believe that was the one we drove, so I apologize. I'll have to get it. I don't have the exact model in front of me. But I believe it was the plug-in hybrid. Again, about 20 or about 37 miles or so, Dad, of electric range, like we obviously kind of just talked about in the previous review. Great car, great luxury. Fits four full-size adults, can fit some car seats. It's definitely kind of on that smaller end of the SUVs, which it's meant to be, right?
It's not meant to be an entry. That's an entry size. That's right. Absolutely.
It is not meant to be a massive SUV that way, but a lot of great creature comforts inside of it as far as heated and ventilated front seats. Got all the safety features you could want. Has the Lexus infotainment system that is easy and simple to use for most folks. But again, the plug-in hybrid technology, which is becoming more and more common, Dad, not fully electric, right? People don't have to have any of that range anxiety because if they run out of fuel or run out of battery, I should say, just that, kick on that internal combustion engine and away they go. Great value for a car, in my opinion. And some people are going to say, Richard, $60,000. Well, this for this segment and look at all the other cars in this segment, Dad, it really is a great value for something that you know is going to work well. And as you can attest to, all of the different hybrid systems, Dad, just work slightly different. And in my opinion, Lexus is one of my favorites. Mm. And just with how it switches and how it alternates, and like I said, kind of with being able to do the plug-in aspect of things. And honestly, Dad, Lexus has done it right, too. If you want an NX that's just strictly gas, you can do that. If you want one that's strictly just a hybrid, you can do that as well. And you also can have one that's a plug-in hybrid that gives you that electric-only range. So I encourage folks, check it out. If you've got a family of four, this may be a great car for you because it'll fit into most places in an urban environment and just gives you a lot of flexibility that way. So I encourage folks, head to your local Lexus dealer, check it out. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.